CliffCentral.com.
Oh, yeah. There we go. There's a nice song with lyrics that are entirely appropriate at the moment, because the only way you're ever going to have a relationship if you're single at the moment is in an electric dream. Otherwise, you are on your own, mofo. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. All right.
That's sad.
Yeah, what is this going to do to people's relationships? I mean, I was just thinking about who's going to come out the worst from this coronavirus thing. And I was thinking about, people who are paranoid and people who are depressed and people who are a little bit difficult to live with. But then I thought about people who are having affairs, because they are totally screwed. You can't hide an affair if you're living in the house with your wife. Let's imagine you've been having a thing with your secretary for the last 3 years at the office, and you obviously have a thing for each other, and now you're separated for 21 days, and she might be trying to message you, and you're trying to hide that from your wife. I mean, all of this is going to come out during this time. So forget about it. If you've got an affair, it's gonna make its ugly head visible at some point during this 21 days. You know, your phone's going to buzz, and you can't say to your wife, "Honey, I'm just going to the shops and go for a quickie with your mistress." You can't go to the office and say, "I'm working late tonight," and meanwhile, you and she are going for a dinner. It's a disaster for people who are cheating.
Now, it must be a relief for people who are being cheated on.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in that situation where I didn't know where he was going, and I knew he was going to the shops, but he took his secret phone so that he could phone the other woman. So it must be kind of like a relief for some people. But also what I've been thinking about is how much sex people are going to be having. And are we going to have a baby booming era?
Yeah, people are saying that, you know, when those people grow up, we'll call them the quarantines. But I don't know. I don't know that. Maybe just from boredom. I mean, I know Pornhub is now open to everybody. Pornhub Premium, which, as Ben said the other day, you don't want to go down that route. Because if you start now indulging in Pornhub Premium, when they take it away from you, you're going to feel loss, like they've taken something precious from you. So rather, just go the normal Pornhub, as Damon said the other day, the normal Pornhub is sufficient. He's heard. People have told him.
Yes.
That's the normal one. Yeah. So I thought we'd check in with somebody who's really part of our family and has been virtually from the beginning. And he's had some adventures over the last few years, too. We had him on the show late last year, and he's always got interesting stories to tell. So Michael Flax is on the line. Hey, Flaxy, how you doing?
What a time to be alive, eh?
You can say that again.
Are you having a happy time, or are you depressed?
I'm counting my blessings. I think this has positives and it has negatives.
All right, so give us your philosophy. Let's go.
So think about, like, obviously we're coming together as a nation. I never thought I would see the day where I literally say I have full faith in my president.
Okay, all right. You're optimistic, okay?
As a 27-year-old, I fully trust my president. I look forward to the future with him and coming out of this disaster, basically, of the virus, stronger as a nation. I think we're all going to...
Who are you staying with? Who are you locked down with?
So this is where it gets very interesting.
I knew there would be a story.
About a month ago, I moved out of home.
Oh, boy.
But I didn't move out on my own. Have you guys ever heard of the concept called a professional house share?
Oh, wow. So you're sharing with someone who you didn't choose and they didn't choose you. It's like an Airbnb, but with, or is it like Tinder, but for work?
So, no. It's a funny analogy, though, but no. Basically, all of us stay in this big, big house. And we're all professionals. We all have jobs. I mean, these guys I stay with are freaking geniuses.
Yeah.
And we all just share communal space. We cook together. We each have our own rooms. We each have our own bathrooms. It's just, we see the economies of scale. Instead of living by ourselves in like a tiny one-bedroom apartment, we can put our resources together and we can live in a big, like, big, big house with a pool, a garden, and everything. like have all the luxuries. Like I have a 100 meg LAN because we divide it by five.
Right. So, I mean, don't you live like that in Bulelo?
I was going to say, I live in a professional house share.
Yeah, okay. Professional house share. Wow.
Yeah. I think it's very kind to all the people I live with professionals, though.
Are these people, do you like these people, Flax? I mean, are they nice people? That you think you're going to get along with them for 21 days in lockdown?
So that was like my first sort of analysis of whether I want to move into the house share was the people.
Yeah.
And because I'm going to pick up their traits. And these guys are very smart. They have emotional intelligence. So, like, they have traits that I really want to pick up over the years. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited. Like, we cook together at night. We share stories. I meet their friends. They meet my friends. It's like really getting outside my bubble.
Hmm. And what are you doing to pass the time? Have you guys got a plan, or have you got a plan on your own? Are you setting a list of things that you want to achieve? And
100%. That is the only way you're going to get through this, is if you put what you want to do down and write it. So we've all put sort of the things we want to learn and the resources we want to learn out of this. So, like, I've got a garden here which has some of the most fruitful soil you have seen in South Africa. The trees I have is an avo tree, a guava tree, lemon tree, millet tree. I've got spinach. So I really want to learn how to get my green fingers on.
Wow.
So one of the roommates, Maria, she's very good in the garden, so she's going to give me lessons on how to take care of plants, how to pot plants, etc. Bought a whole bunch of plants before, and then in return, I'm going to be teaching her a skill. And like one of my roommates, Nate, wants to learn how to video edit, so I decided let's try start like a YouTube channel where we document lockdown from South Africa inside.
Right.
And we just tell about our experiences and what we're doing. Because there's people like in Italy that are in lockdown that may be missing things that South Africans are doing. Like they missing out on like maybe House Party, the app where you join all your friends in that. And you can just help each other. The age of the internet is powerful at the moment. We are noticing the companies that are surviving are on the internet. They're the ones that can live through viruses even.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think that this may make people a whole lot more aware of their place in the world and what's really going on. And it might not be a bad thing. I'm also seeing lots of positives. But, man, last night when midnight struck, I swear I felt like I was in a movie. It did not feel comfortable. I was not having a happy time of it. I couldn't get to sleep.
I think it's all like the fear of you don't know what you're waking up to on Friday morning. And the fact is, I've seen the few videos that are out there, and I wouldn't even test the waters by going out.
Oh,
like,
hell no.
It literally looks, the army and the police are in every street. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Oy, 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 oy. All right, so so you're with these people. You're not in a relationship at the moment, are you?
No, so they're in relationships. So the four I live with, they're relationships.
Are there people with them?
Yeah. So they're each in like 3-4 year relationships. So we've got a main house, okay, which is about 5 bedrooms. So I stay in the main house with the one couple.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
And then, I mean, we have all the nice stuff. Like we have a games room. We have lounges.
You reckon you guys might be having orgies by the 21st day? I mean, you think that's going to happen?
No, definitely not.
Don't knock it just yet. It's only just day one. Don't write it off. Don't take it off the table.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
And I got to adopt a dog. I got to adopt a husky. So I have a little husky mascara now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Mascara.
Cool.
It's like the first time I've ever had a dog.
It's also the first time Leanne has ever been interested in you. It's like he's got a dog. This is great.
Yeah, send us pictures and show us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, day 7 of lockdown, mm-hmm, I painted the dog's nails. Like, that's how old I got.
Wait, wow. How long have you already been in the house and not leaving?
So this is the full story. These guys had a house share before me, mm-hmm, which was up the road, and I wanted to move in there when they advertised a spare room. And, like, I went and I did the interview. Then they had this thing called Hunger Games where you come and you sit for a beer and you see if your personalities are linked, etc.
Right.
Like, there was quite a process to get in. And then they're like, cool, Flax, you're accepted. We'd like to have you in. We're going to chat to the landlord.
Yeah.
Then they spoke to the landlord, and the landlord wasn't happy with a few new regulations they wanted. Like, they wanted prepaid meter, etc.
Yeah.
So then they were leaving. And I was distraught. I was like, oh, I've just found this group of people that I really wanted to live with. And I could see myself like living long term with them. And now that's all crushed. But then I got a phone call like 3 weeks later saying, listen, Mike, we found another house if you want to move in. So we all moved into this house together and we're like figuring out this house together. Like there's these little things that like I'm very grateful for. Like the other day I had to take out the rubbish. I've never taken out the rubbish, like from inside the house to the black bin to outside the house, then wait for the guys to collect it, then move it back in. I've never taken on that responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And what, this house is huge by the sound of things. So you've got like entertainment areas, you set a pool and a garden. So people, when they come to your house, they think that you're really rich.
Yeah, economies of scale working. I don't see why other people aren't doing this.
Yeah, it sounds sensible. Yeah.
And then how's the responsibilities split between all of you? Who washes dishes? Who cleans the house?
So certain things are sort of like, If you go and you need to put a dish in the dishwasher and you see that it's a clean load in there, then you unpack it. Mm-hmm. In terms of washing, like everyone does their washing. Now with lockdown, we're all sort of coming together. Like we're going to pick a day where we're going to wash the floors together, do the bathrooms. We just about cook every night. We do, because we're 5 people, like there's not a lot of space in the fridge. So we do this thing called You Cook, where it's like these sort of semi-prepared meals. And we cook that together. It takes us like 45 minutes. Yeah. And then when it comes to like responsibilities, like some bought the alcohol, some bought the food, etc. So we all came together. I don't understand how other people don't see this concept working instead of living alone.
That sounds like it works. I mean, is someone the boss of the house, or are you all like an anarcho? What do you call it? Like a
syndicalist, yeah.
Yeah, like what do you call it? I mean, like who's the boss, or are you all the boss?
So I think we each like take on the responsibilities that we're good at. So like the one guy, Andy, he's very like into gaming and tech, right, and stuff like that. So he takes on responsibility of the internet. And if anything goes down, we always know we can turn to Andy for that.
Wow.
I'm sort of like becoming the handyman. Okay. So if anything needs to be like bolted or screwed in or fixed, I've taken on that responsibility. And I'm doing that with a 32-piece screwdriver set. And I'm yet
look
to
at you. I mean, I'm so proud of you, Flex. That's amazing. You've become the self-sufficient human being who can take out his own rubbish and use 32-piece screwdriver sets. You know what you're doing. Do you remember how you never could do any of this shit before?
Yeah, 100%. Taking on responsibility, and I feel very privileged to be in this house share and sort of like do these things. Like the other day, I changed my toilet seat.
Wow.
Tell me people who know how to change a toilet seat.
It's just a couple of screws, right?
Yeah, but you got to line it up.
No, it's like,
otherwise, it's a disaster.
I don't think, Leanne, you ever changed your own toilet seat?
No, I can change a tire. I have a toolbox.
Okay.
But I have never had the need to change a toilet seat yet.
Well, you see,
it would probably gross me out. That's the only thing.
This is the kind of stuff that people will learn during lockdown, and you've got to think of it as an adventure, even though it's not going to be pleasant for everybody all the time. Keep yourself busy. All right, so Flax, a few messages here. First of all, Dino says, did you just say Millie Tree?
Yeah,
Millie Tree.
I picked that up as well. Yeah. I was going to ask.
No, he's still learning.
Millies do not grow on trees. According to Dino, you have the only Millie tree in the whole world.
it's not a very big tree.
It's not a tree.
It's okay. Millie's learning. He's learning. Flex, I'm on your side. It's a learning process.
It grows on a
anything
stalk.
Taller than a shrub is a tree.
Good point.
Oh, my God. Hey, guys, has there been a follow-up to the guy who went to the Cape to meet his daughter that he never knew existed? That's from Angus. No, he decided he's going to stay in Australia until this whole lockdown craziness is over. So he hasn't gone to meet his daughter he didn't know about, the daughter who was revealed to him. She's already 15 years old, and the mom kept it a secret, and he's going to go and see her as soon as all of this madness is over, because obviously he can't get flights now anyway, so... More people commenting on your Millie tree, Flax. Cindy says that's the most ridiculous thing she's ever heard. and then Calm, the medical intern, says she's on her way to the East Rand Hospital to work. I'll let you know what's out there. Yeah, please, if you could send us a voice note, like
I'm driving down Jan Smuts at the moment. There isn't a single car. It's terrifying. Everybody's in their houses. There's no walking living person. It could be zombies, but I'm not sure. Then send us a voice note.
The East Rand was terrifying before COVID-19, so there's no change there.
Oh, that's hilarious. Flax, someone says here it's like you're a pirate on a ship. Let's see how this goes.
I'm very excited. I'm only one month in, but like, also we were chatting. So Maria was chatting to this lady that also stays on our property because we got like three cottages, yeah. And her name's Esme, and she's 91 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You better give her the coronavirus. She's going to definitely die if she gets it.
Yeah, 100%. We're in like full lockdown. We did all like her shopping, etc.
So Esme.
We wanted to find out if she's ever like seen something like this.
Esme.
Lockdown.
Yeah.
Because Esme's lived through generations now.
Esme's been there since the Rinderpest. She'll be
the
able
wheel.
To help. Yeah, the invention of the wheel. Exactly. Jesus.
What's the Rinderpest?
Don't worry. It doesn't affect us. But it was basically this terrible infection that took hold in the late 1800s, and it took out like everybody's cattle, and they were worried it could be transmitted to people, and it did huge damage to the agrarian economy of that time. So it fucked people up, basically.
So Esme was telling us yesterday that the worst she's seen is she lived through a war in South Africa whereby you weren't allowed to have your lights on at night.
Oh, wow.
And she had to use candles. And then they'd deliver newspaper to you every morning to cover your windows so that no one saw the candles.
Oh, my God. This Esme, I'm picturing you, like, going to see Esme and, like, dropping her food off at the door and not trying to infect her. And then she's talking to you through the door. Like, Flex, you won't believe the shit I've seen. You know?
No, Esme's a survivor. She is strong. She literally drinks and smokes me under the table. You walk in there,
oh, like, wow,
a cloud of cigarette smoke, and then would you like a gin?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
She's my hero.
I love her. All right. Hey, Flax, can you imagine these people, and this is for everybody, obviously, because the message comes from Oki, who's just saying, how's it to Flax? He hasn't heard from him in a long time. But imagine living in a tin shack 4x4 meters for 21 days. Yeah, imagine that, and especially if there's more than one of you. I mean, here we are. People are complaining about how hard the lockdown is. Imagine that's what you have to deal with.
Jeez, yeah, I'm not even wanting to think about what you have to do in a space like that. How do you amuse yourself?
Well, I'll tell you what, Flex, you said you wanted to learn this holiday, so you're continuing something started by a guy called...
This holiday?
Well, it's a holiday for Flex.
It
sounds like, Flex is having a holiday, having a good one, planting mealy trees. But you're continuing something by a guy called Epicurus, and he introduced the concept of a commune living to all of us. So you're doing something very philosophical, actually.
Very nice.
You know, some people like don't understand it. Like my mom, she thinks I'm ridiculous. She won't even come and like have a look at the house. But also, I guess it comes down to if she comes and sees that I've actually settled down, I won't be moving back. She's still under the premise.
Yeah, tell her, mom, I'm being Epicurean, and she'll love you. Yeah.
All right. So here's a message from Derek. He's in the military. He's in South Africa's Army Health Services, and they're at work already. You've been calling us sheltered employment numerous times. I'm just saying, I'm in sheltered employment while most of South Africa is at home for 21 days. Derek, I know I give the military a lot of shit in this country because we're constantly shown the bad side of what you guys do. You know, we get these videos of people driving tanks into other tanks and people crashing military vehicles and soldiers that can't march in formation. But I do know that we have a number of capable people in our military and that they are well-trained and that they are able to help us in a bad situation like we're in. So I want to be very clear. All is forgiven. I am deeply sorry if I've said something shitty to offend you, Derek. We need you at this time, and I'm here to support you. So you're not going to hear any more bullshit from me, all right?
There you have it.
All right. I can learn. I can also learn and improve, Derek.
Let's have a moratorium.
A moratorium, right.
Do you guys know what the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic is?
Epidemic, I believe, it's something that only breaks out in a localized area. A pandemic is something that spreads everywhere. That's just off the top of my head. That's what I read the other day, but it might be a very simplistic definition. You want to hear a voice note this morning? This is from Yonder. Here's Yonder. Got something to say.
Morning, guys. Yonder here. Good to hear you guys on day one. I'm busy now walking around the street, checking out what's looking like. It's so quiet. It's dead. No one is moving. But I think I see some cars standing there that looks like police cops. So I might have to turn around.
Yeah.
I need to go back. Bye.
Yeah, don't go and walk around on the streets. I mean, it's so funny. There's a picture that's been sent around, too. Like, there's lockdown, and then you've got South Africans checking what's going on during lockdown. So they're actually going out and seeing how quiet it is. A friend of mine skateboarded through Times Square yesterday, and there was not a person in Times Square in New York. Can you imagine how freaky that is?
Wow.
Yeah. You got to be so careful. You should keep your stream open during the day so that people can call in and share what they're busy with during lockdown. Keep them sane. Well, you get 2 hours and we podcast it, so we're going to be doing a couple of extra things during the next while. We're going to be interviewing people all over South Africa and the world who are in lockdown, and you can hear their stories so you don't feel alone. Trust me, we'll keep things going. Everyone is thrashing Flax about the mealie tree, but nobody's telling him the correct term for a mealie tree. What do you call it? A mealie stalk?
A mealie plant.
Mealie plant? Maybe. Okay. All right.
I bought my first plant the other day, and it's already dead. Oh, and it was a cactus.
This does not bode well for the veggie garden you want to plant.
No, that's why these 21 days full on training.
Yeah, silver lining, you do have 7 weeks to correct that.
Yeah. Apparently keeping the cactus in my bathroom and watering it every day is not good.
Oh, no. Well, no, cacti need about... I've a little cactus that's a heart-shaped one-leaf cactus.
Yeah.
2 teaspoons of water every 2 weeks.
Is that all?
That's all. So, I mean, imagine how much steam it's taking up from being in your bathroom as well.
Yeah, it turns like sludge.
That's what they called, right?
Yeah.
All right, a few other things. Let me just get to these because we've got a busy morning ahead of us today. Let me just see what's going on over here. I've got emails from people. I got a few more messages. We've got some more guests coming onto the show. Gert Johan Kutsier, you know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the fashion designer, and he's going to join us on the line. He's one of South Africa's biggest celebrities and an international reality star, and he has been sparkling in, he's done some amazing designs for various celebrities and people that we all know well. Gert Johan Kutsier is going to join us. We find out what he's doing under lockdown, because they're also celebrating 10 years. What a time to celebrate 10 years of anything, you know, trying to make it a celebration at this stage is maybe a little bit difficult for some people. And if you are at work today, let us know what you're up to too. But Gert Johan Kutsier joining us in a little while. You're going to say
something? Sure, man. He had actually planned this massive retrospective installation at Diamond Walk in Sandton. So he got some of his big and famous dresses that he's designed over time. So like he designed a big dress for Bonang's 30th birthday. He designed some stuff for Oprah. He got some stuff for Kelly Rowland and Kourtney Kardashian. And so it was all installed and you could walk through Diamond Walk in Sandton City and see it. And now because of the outbreak, he can't do that anymore.
Well, zombies can go and watch. otherwise, nobody else really.
Sorry, I don't really know what zombies are into. So
they should do like virtual fashion shows.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can do that now. And I've seen lots of people trying to do virtual versions of whatever they do. And some of it works and some of it doesn't. I was so chuffed when I saw James Blunt yesterday. Did you see what he had to say?
He's got the best Twitter account maybe on planet
Earth. Oh, man, I love this guy. So he says, and this was something I actually took a screenshot and posted it again. During lockdown, says James Blunt, while many other artists are doing mini concerts from their homes, I thought I'd do you all a favor and not. Awesome guy.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
I can hear lots of cars going past my house. I wonder where they're all going, says Andrew. Well, there are people working, you know. So I think those must be the people. And Louis in Polokwane says, hey, guys, my wife works in a private hospital in Polokwane. Upon arrival this morning, she noticed about five fellow colleagues rocking up in a small car. Nice lift club going. It doesn't seem very safe to me. Apparently, if you are in a car, you're only allowed to be one person in a car.
Yeah, because if you think about the radius of infection, it's like holding out a broom, right?
Yeah.
Not many cars are bigger than a circumference of a broom.
Yeah. No, it's very bad.
Aren't taxis even only allowed to carry three people at a time now for essential services?
I think so. I mean, there are all kinds of rules. Apparently, Fikile Mbalula said the other day during his press conference, you could have one person per row. So it's like three people in a taxi.
That's why Uber released yesterday that if you're in like an Uber X, it's one person, van is three.
I wouldn't want to do that. Public transport at the moment, not a good idea. All right, so we all know the name Gert Johan Kutsier. He's a famous fashion designer. He's one of South Africa's most proud exports, and this guy's designed for some of the most famous people in the world, let alone this country. And he has reigned as a leading designer, and this year celebrates 10 years in the industry. So there's so much to talk to him about, and he's on the line right now. Hey, Gert Johan, how are you? Hey, dude. I think you're still muted. Just unmute your microphone there, please. You see the little microphone at the bottom? There's like a white bar at the bottom of the screen.
Uh-huh.
Ah, there
can
we go.
Can you hear me now? Ah, there you go. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Hey, bro. How are you?
Perfect. Fine and you.
Jesus, isn't this weird?
Oh, my word. This feels so unreal. I can't believe we are living through this.
Well, I'm sorry that you've had to change your plans for your 10-year celebration, because it's really a career worth celebrating. But, what are we going to do, dude? It is what it is. Have you got other plans to try and celebrate? Are you going to grab a bottle of wine and sit on your own? And...
You know what? What we've done is we put up the beautiful exhibition in the Diamond Walk in Saturn City. It was so stunning. It was 30 of my most iconic works brought to life by Martini Dolce. So it was really proper. It was all the mannequins with all the iconic dresses. And we actually got a lot of content shot before the lockdown. So
oh, good.
I actually went in with my TikTok account, and I did some beautiful transformations so people can see all the dresses. And then also I did some Instagram videos as well. So I think digitally is really the way forward. Even after this whole epidemic, I think we've all learned a lesson that we can do life in a more digital way. So we don't always have to be so physical about everything. But definitely after when it's safe again and we all can be together again, we are going to reboot this thing. I'm turning 10 years for the whole year, so I can even do it again later this year. So it is very disappointing that we couldn't have all the parties and all the glamorous things, but everything happens for a reason, and I'm sure it's going to be better this way.
Well, dude, I mean, from our side, congratulations. You really have had a stunning career, and I just wish it was able to carry on the way that everyone else's life would I wish could carry on as well. How do you think it's going to affect the fashion industry?
You know what? Every single event is cancelled or postponed. So that has got a major ripple effect on the entire industry. We had so many weddings, so many matric dances that were supposed to happen last week, this week, and the coming weeks, and all of it is put on hold.
Yeah.
I think it was so sad this week to see the final kind of brides and grooms coming to do their final fittings and pickups, and knowing that their weddings was either going to be today and tomorrow. I think it's just crushing and heartbreaking to them. But the impact on the fashion industry, I think, firstly, the people that works in events like myself, event wear and things like that, it's a big problem. My people didn't have work the last 2 weeks. And also, when we go back up, when we come to the summer season, there's going to be a massive gap in things. So we're not going to find clothes in the stores. That is for the appropriate season. So that for me has got a good side and a bad side. I feel bad for. I feel it's needed for Mother Earth, because we all kind of are very big on fast fashion and buying something if you don't really need it. And I think this way we're going to go back and recycle and rethink and restyle our current wardrobes.
Well, people are, you know, fashion's very much an in-person thing. I mean, a lot of the most incredible things about the way someone dresses are things that you can experience when you actually see them with your own eyes. But a lot of stuff has gone online, so it's not necessarily the end of fashion as we knew it. Are people, yeah. Do you think during the lockdown people are still going to make an effort to dress properly? I mean, I asked this morning if everybody's wearing pants. Are you wearing pants?
I'm wearing pants.
Oh, thank God. I'm about to. Because, you know, people are, you have to, I thought about this the other day, like you have to dress up. And you have to get dressed properly in the morning, and you have to brush your hair and stuff, because you don't know when someone's going to video call you. You could be in the middle of something. You got to be very careful. You can't just be a slob.
I love how many people are saying that their camera's not working at the moment. Then you know, haha.
They're naked, right? Those people are definitely naked.
Definitely. So what I think is important, what I'm going to use this lockdown for is I'm going to work on my current collection that I had to postpone. So I'm just going to polish that some more. I'm going to definitely work out every morning and dress up. I think everybody that wants to be an influencer or say they never have the time, this is the ideal time to kind of do those things. So every day I'll be doing my social media content on TikTok and Instagram just to kind of keep people entertained and show them that we are going to get this through this in a very positive way.
Well, that is one of the things that's quite cool about this is like you've got social media and at your fingertips, you now can let people into your house and into your life. And you can treat them to an intimate connection and relationship that you couldn't really do before. You know, you'd have to be interviewed on TV or on radio or any of that stuff. And obviously that's all changed now. And fashion itself has gone. I saw someone sent me a TED talk the other day about that tracksuit that Kylie Jenner wore, where she was, you know, like sort of on her knees or she was kind of posing in this like a kneeling gesture, and she had this tracksuit on, and apparently that was the biggest selling fashion item of that year.
Mm. So celebrities have got a massive influence on social media and what people are buying and wearing. I think for my own brand, we have a beautiful traction to our website, but the moment a celebrity wears something, that you see a massive spike in sales. I can definitely see on my online store when a bunch of sales all of a sudden go through, and then I go to my Instagram, I'm like, that's why the Rotu just posted this or that. So that is definitely the power of celebrity. And I think knowing and seeing in a physical money way how a celebrity endorsement can promote a garment, I think this is a great opportunity to then use that to kind of just up the moral of the country. I mean, like you said, it is what it is. I'm not going to go on every day and be like, how's the lockdown going? I'm just going to push positive content.
But how is your lockdown going? Who are you staying with? I mean, what have you got going on in your house? Have you got a nice big house to ramble around in?
You know what? I am so lucky and grateful that I do have a sufficient space and quite a big garden. So it's just my husband and myself and then our beautiful tenant. And then luckily the cleaning lady lives in. She wanted to go home, but I begged her to not travel across. Like,
yeah. Is she staying with you as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We're so all very safe.
So it's the four of you in this. You said you have a beautiful tenant. Now, are you being nice or is your tenant really beautiful?
She is stunning. She is a really beautiful person inside and out.
All right. Okay. Because I mean, it would be a real shit show if you had a tenant who wasn't.
No, I wish I had like a go-go boy or like a pool boy, but sure. No.
Well, we can send Sia Sangweni around or Michael Flax. He's probably just down the road from you in his huge big house. So maybe he could pop around. Although he'll probably be arrested on the way there.
Probably.
Yeah. Have you got some TV series lined up or are you going to be working throughout? Because now it's actually nice for a designer. You've got some peace and quiet. You know? You can sit and draw and...
I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I was kind of taking it slow. And then this morning, I woke up and I started my workout. And now after this, luckily, I live and work on the same premises. Yeah. So I'm just going to go back into the studio. And also, I'm going to teach myself some skills. I'm going to teach myself how to edit. I've always wanted to be able to edit videos.
Okay.
So I'm going to kind of like learn a skill so that this whole time is not for nothing.
Well, listen, we are all obviously on your side and happy 10 years and congratulations on that. And check in with us again. We do want to know how it's going with you and how the lockdown is affecting your life and what we'll do after this. If you've got any ideas about what you think the world will look like from here on in, please, you know, get hold of us and share it. It's really good to see you. And good luck. Thank you, Khatjan.
Thank you, guys. Ciao, ciao, guys.
All right, very good. Let's catch you on Katsia. So, Flax, I just want to go back to you for a second. How's your family? How's your mum? How's Reva doing?
Yeah, she's doing very well. I started off. I didn't want to say this while he was on, but I've actually been to his house.
Oh, wow. What were you doing there?
I went.
That tenant I took on a date.
No.
I knew it.
Freaking way.
So is she yeah. is she really beautiful?
Yeah, this was like maybe 3 years ago. But he definitely has his studio and his house together.
And it's a nice place, huh?
Yeah, very creative space.
The question everybody wants to know. Why didn't it work out? So is there a reason? Tell us that part.
Nah, just different people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But we're still friends today. I sometimes see her around. She's invited me to all his fashion shows and stuff. She's a very cool person.
That sounds great. So you've actually been in his house. That's a bit stalkerish, but we won't say anything.
God, now imagine I said that while he was on the lawn.
So Flax, I've got this friend who he was invited by a girl in Cape Town 2 days before the lockdown. She said, why don't you come and stay with me for the 21 days? So she's got lots of money, and she's got this great apartment in Cape Town, and apparently she's really attractive. And he really thought about it. He was like, he was going to get in his car and drive all the way to Cape Town with his supplies and shit. And luckily, because it would have been a terrible decision. I mean, imagine it doesn't work on day two.
Oh, my God.
Right?
You guys remember that I was actually looking for a housemate just recently.
Yeah.
And I think it was fortuitous that I didn't find someone because...
Should have phoned me up.
I wouldn't have known. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, why don't you sell, Leanne? Why don't you sell your place and move in with Flax in his commune?
Too late for that now.
Wow. Do you think people are going to be getting really antsy and irritable with each other within a week, or do you think it'll take even shorter?
I think people are going to get creative. Like, I can see myself kicking a soccer ball over the wall to the neighbor, and he kicks it back later this afternoon.
Yeah, you got to be careful, though. What if he's got the coronavirus?
I'm just worried about the electric fence.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
These are questions you have to ask yourself.
I know that there are lots of people doing great work, so let's just give credit to, I mean, we spoke to Derek earlier. He sent us a message. He's in the military. But if you're in the police, if you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, these are the people who we're going to rely on as people get sick. And thank God for you people. I mean, if you're in emergency services, if you're in the military, if you're in the police, thank you very much for everything you're doing for us at the moment, because those people are putting themselves on the front line. If there are infections, they can't turn away from their job. There are doctors who are going back. Mbulelo, you told me your mother is actually going back to being a doctor in her own village in Limpopo. Because she's needed there, right? Tell me the story.
She must do me a favor. She's been a psychiatrist living in air-conditioned offices for 20 years. I told her that.
You are such an ungrateful little shit.
I told her to do me a favor. But no, she is going back. I mean, of course, those regions in particular need that's those sort of services. So she's from a place called Skoongasecht, which is a very rural place in Limpopo. So she's going to be, she's going to go back to the floor, as they say.
And she's treating people as a GP?
Oh, 100%. She'll practice as a GP now. Wow. And I mean, that area has no medical. So she's going to set up. There is a clinic there. So she's offered her services to the clinic free of charge, which is amazing. Quite cool of her.
Well, this is where people's their greatness really does shine, and where people get to show off how good they are. And in all honesty, there are some terrific people out there who just do the most amazing job and are unheralded. They're not famous. They're not getting kudos. Nobody's giving them likes on social media, but they're saving lives. So good.
Serious business.
Good for your mum. You're a horrible son to say to her, do me a favor. What the hell's wrong with you?
Imagine.
She's, psychiatrists and real doctors. It's an insult. What I told her.
A psychiatrist is a real doctor. A psychiatrist is a real doctor. Psychologist isn't a doctor. Psychiatrist can prescribe medicine. You should know this, you idiot.
Well, that I told her, what I told her,
you
know, was she's been
Your mother should have beaten you more when you were a child. That's your
problem.
You
know what? I would beat you, like, to next week.
I would beat the back off your ass, is what
so
it
got even better, because my mom's quite religious, right? And yeah. I said to her, look, if it goes that way, and we do have to come and bury you, I'm not wasting a space. We're going cremation. We're going cremation and we're donating your organs to science, and she didn't like that joke. So.
I hope you are not left with anything from her estate.
She takes it in great humor. Okay. All
right. Thank you, everybody. All right, Flaxie, thanks very much, dude. We'll check in with you again soon. And
thanks for having me, guys.
And you be safe and healthy, all right?
You too, guys. Keep well.
Cool, cool. There we go. Michael Flax on the line from his big house where he's sharing it with it sounds like a fucking tribe of people. Sounds insane. All right, and let me just tell you this quickly, because this is useful information. If you're an entrepreneur, has your entrepreneurship journey been easy? Has it been hard? And I'm talking about before coronavirus, but I'm sure now more than ever you're finding yourself with many questions around tips and tricks for building your business and for keeping it running. Well, thanks to Epson, E-P-S-O-N. You know Epson. They make a bunch of devices that make your office more practical and efficient. And Epson have launched a conversation with PR guru Linda Mukedzi, creative Sibu Mabena, and fashion designer Roxy Ferreira. And they could help you out with some tips from their own businesses, which they are running. We did an interview with them the other day. The hashtag Epson Entrepreneurs could help you out with some of your burning questions. What would you like to know most, and what would you like to learn from them to enhance your entrepreneurship path? You can leave us a text on 0797482090. Just put that hashtag in, Epson Entrepreneurs. A lot of questions at the moment about how businesses can run. And we've got some people on standby to give you answers because they've had practical experience. So if you want to talk to them, send us a text, 0797482090, or you can email me, gareth@cliffcentral.com. And we'll get the three of them back on the line to answer your questions soon. That's 0797482090, or you can email gareth@cliffcentral.com. Just put the hashtag Epson Entrepreneurs in there. And if you've got your own small business, we'll try to answer one or two of your questions. All right? Trying to make it easier for you. On the line, speaking of business, on the line is George Meany. George, how the hell have you been this week? You guys were prepared for this long before most of us.
Gareth, good morning, and it's good to see everybody on the screen. Hey, Leanne.
Are you in your house?
Yeah, I'm in my house. I've got a studio upstairs.
Nice.
Created it a while ago, actually, and used it a little bit. Now I'm using it. I used it for the last 2 days.
It looks great. It looks very professional. You've got a mic, a condenser microphone there in front of you. You've got your headphones on. Very impressive.
Yeah,
very professional.
Not too bad. It's not as kitted out and slick as your studio at Cliff Central, but it works.
It does the job. So George, obviously this coronavirus outbreak has got everybody, and now the lockdown has got everybody thinking completely differently about the world. And I'm sure that the world of motoring, there are reverberations that are going to last for perhaps a decade that come out of this. What are your initial impressions?
I think this is going to accelerate potentially two things. One, the online buying and selling of cars. I'd be very surprised if people don't find creative ways to buy and sell cars. And one of the things I wanted to bring you today was Geely is already thinking about it. Geely is seriously planning. I mean, this isn't one of those, you know, car helicopter stories. Geely is seriously thinking about and trying to plan how to deliver the keys to a brand new car via a drone.
Jeez, wow. But this is obviously great for Auto Trader, because you guys have been running down this path long before everybody else, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what we've been saying for the last couple of years, the concept is called automotive digital retailing, which steals its concepts from e-commerce, which is if you go onto a website and buy a pair of shoes, for instance, the whole process is online, and the delivery is then seamless. So cars have just never been able to get there. Companies like Carvana have got it right in the US, but it hasn't scaled to massive amounts of penetration. But I think this coronavirus situation is going to make people get more serious about it.
Yeah, I wonder what it's going to mean for transport in general, because we were talking this morning about how Fikile Mbalula, who's now the Minister of Transport, said, you know, only three people in a taxi, Ubers can only pick up people who are essential services, and you need to have a certificate for that. You know, there's a government form you have to fill in. There are few cars on the roads today compared to most days, I'm sure. And this is going to maybe make a lot of people rethink how much they need to travel. Do you need to go into the office every day? Can you do stuff from home, because we're going to have to during this period, that you don't need to go in for anymore? Maybe we don't need to have CBDs and big office buildings, and therefore we don't need to have the transport to and from those places.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, an example is yesterday we recorded Monday's Auto Central podcast, which is going to go out on Cliff Central on Monday.
Yeah.
And it was fine. We did it in a similar way to what we're doing it with you now.
Right.
And it worked. So there's a lot of things we're learning as a business that is showing us maybe things will change in the future for our business, and we don't know what those things are. Maybe they'll be more efficient. Maybe there won't be this business corporate bureaucratic world of clock watching, which I hate anyway.
Oh, I mean, who wants to go back to that?
It should be output-based. It shouldn't be time-based.
So what are the big stories in the news this week that aren't coronavirus or are coronavirus related?
Well, let me start off with the coronavirus one, and then we'll get to the non-coronavirus ones. I don't know if you've noticed, but VW and Audi have changed their logos temporarily to promote social distancing.
Oh, really? What do they got now?
So if you go and look at the VW logo, they've separated the V and the W.
Oh, yeah?
In the logo.
Oh, that's smart. Similar to what McDonald's did with their golden arches.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Okay. I see it. Amazing. They got a little V, and then they got a big space between the W and the V. Huh. Okay. And Audi as well? What, have they got the rings separated? Is that what they're doing? George, it seems like we've frozen with George.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was really, really happy. But no. It's frozen.
No, George has got this smile on his face, and it's clear from the smile that his camera's frozen. It's not the – George, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay, yeah, sorry. A temporary freeze. This is what you call a break in communication. We thought you were smiling like an idiot about the VW logo for like 10 minutes.
But it made him really, really happy.
Oh, amazing. All right, that's cool. That's very cool. I think everybody has to show that they're aware of what's going on and that they've got some kind of a plan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A non-coronavirus related story is a guy has modified his Mitsubishi Diamante to look like a DeLorean. Now, if you and Google the Mitsubishi Diamante, it was a car sold in many markets, sometimes under the name Magma, sometimes under the name Sigma or V3000.
It's the most boring looking car. This Mitsubishi Diamante looks, it's so boring.
It is boring, and it never sold well because it's so boring.
Yeah.
And this guy has kitted out this car to look like a DeLorean.
Oh, it looks like the kind of car that should automatically be an Uber.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, even a Corolla. A Toyota Corolla is more interesting than this car. Mitsubishi Diamante. Oh, my God.
A terrible-looking car.
So this guy turned it into a DeLorean, like the one from Back to the Future.
Yes, turned it into DeLorean like that. It is a terrible job. So we'll tweet out that photo. But it's a terrible job on a terrible car.
Jeez. All right. What else you got for us?
Then researchers in London have done some research in the future of electric cars, and the study found that by 2050, every second car on the road will be an electric car.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's not the most interesting part. I mean, if you listen to these numbers, you don't really get the scale of the numbers, because, I mean, I can't like get my head around what 1.5 gigatons per year means. But apparently this will reduce carbon emissions by 1.5 gigatons per year. Jeez.
Well, there we go, Greta Thunberg. You should be happy about that. That's going to make the difference.
and then last story, back to viruses and bacteria. I don't know if you know the Tesla Model X. Tesla Model X, which is the SUV.
Yes. Okay. I've got a mental picture of what you're talking about.
The Tesla Model X. The Tesla Model X has air filters which are 10 times bigger than a normal car's air filter.
So that can get rid of the coronavirus?
Well, it is 300 times better at filtering bacteria, 500 times better at filtering allergens, 700 times better at filtering smog, and 800 times better at filtering viruses. It removes particles as small as 0.3 micrometers out of the air, and at least 99.97% of fine particle matter.
Wow.
So a scientist by the name of Buckmeyer, Mr. Michael Buckmeyer, who's the deputy director of the Pacific Southwest Regional Center for Biodefense, he says, while everything I just said is true, it's very unlikely that this air filter is going to stop viruses.
Yeah, viruses are so tiny. I mean, you would need – that's why the masks are really just to stop your spit and stuff, which the viruses live in. But these, you know, these filters, it's not possible to filter to that degree. It's just crazy. You have to have such extraordinary equipment. I mean, even in the world's most high-tech laboratories, viruses can come in through the air conditioning. They can be left on the floor. They can survive on time. So no car is going to completely contain your fresh air on the inside and keep out all the shit on the outside. But this is a good move. I mean, I'd rather have one of these cars than any other car. It certainly filters out more, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was initially designed for anthrax and plague type situations, but it's not going to stop a virus very easily. So Corona will get through the Tesla Model X, unfortunately.
All right, George, thanks very much. It's great to talk to you. I hope that this lockdown is going to be as pleasant as possible. Are you at home? What are your plans? What are you doing? Who's with you?
Well, unless I want to get arrested, yes, I am at home.
Okay.
My family, my wife and two kids are with me. And, we're confined to our home and garden. As a matter of fact, our main security guard in the estate, the supervisor, because you know security companies are essential services.
Yes.
Stopped 5 times on the way to work this morning.
He got stopped 5 times.
Wow.
Yep. He got stopped 5 times, and he had to produce. Let me see the documents he had to produce, because I'm on the estate's committee
group.
Yep. He had to produce a certificate.
Yeah.
His ID. Mm-hmm. His security card.
Yeah.
47 card. Jesus. And a permission document.
And a permission document. Yeah. So you don't think you're going to go out there and it's just going to be, oh, I'll just carry on with my life as usual. They're going to stop you.
Wow.
The documents that he needed in order to get to work, and he was stopped about 5 times on the way.
Yeah, so if you go out there and you don't have any of those documents, you're in big shit.
Well, I think this is serious.
Well, George, it is serious. Thanks for joining us this Friday. It is Friday morning, everybody, the weekend. Well, what are your weekend plans, Sia? You've got nothing to do, right?
Think my size says it all.
All right, everybody. Leanne has got some great stuff for us, but we'll have to save it for Monday. Like, you've got a list of things that we need to know about video conferencing etiquette, which I think everybody should listen to.
Yeah, like next time I'm going to wear a bra.
Yeah, I mean, you should dress up for these things.
George's eyes didn't bounce out of his head.
Yeah. And apparently, Leanne's also got a story. I can't wait for Monday because this is going to be a clanger. Apparently, coronavirus investigators have found they're a step closer to solving the mystery of patient zero and who that first person was to contract the virus. That son of a bitch who created all this trouble for the rest of us. You're going to tell us on Monday?
Yeah, and I'm sure
the answer is Adam.
The answer is Adam?
What's that?
Answer, it's in a two-part thriller called The Bible. We already know it's Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Mbulelo,
do you stop ruining everybody's morning, will you?
You haven't been redeemed after talking to your mother.
I'm not wearing a bra.
Yeah, okay. So we leave you with the following. We leave you with Sia not being sure how to handle Mbulelo drying off his underwear in his office while he's away.
Mm-hmm.
We have Leanne not wearing a bra. We have George telling us that no air filter in any car will save you from the coronavirus. And hopefully we're all here on Monday, but we'll find out who patient zero is on Monday, among other things. So stick around.
Dun.
Have a good weekend. Make sure you listen to cliffcentral.com. And starting Monday, we're going to start a new series called Life in Lockdown, featuring some of the most interesting people all around the world who will share their stories so you don't feel you're going through this on your own. Thanks, everybody. Have a happy day.
Hey, when I give you these keys, homeboy, don't move my car, man.
Cliffcentral.com.